Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Downies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Ross Bowie.
John Ross Bowie.
Welcome to third. Town.
Welcome to town.
How are you guys?
It's We're a dumb good. World we live in, John Ross Bowie.
Sure is.
God
sure
knows
is.
We've lived in it for a long time.
Really quite some time, yeah.
We've known each other for a lot of years on this earth. We
have, yeah.
Is it 20? Are we at 20
years? It's
20.
We're at 20. We are absolutely at 20 because January will be 20 years that I've lived in L.A.
That's right.
And I knew you a little bit in New York.
Just a touch in New York.
But when did you guys move to
So we
99.
Moved to L.A. in 99.
And then beginning of 02, and you were sort of like the pioneers who, you came here and you were a established, and my wife and I looked at you as like, these guys have got it figured out. They have got L.A.
Still don't have it
they
figured
have
out.
They have got L.A. figured out, and these are our guides.
And then you came and figured it out.
On the frontier.
Well, so if we, on any level, made you feel a little bit comfortable about coming out here as like New York people who you knew a little bit, and coming out here and, hey, it's okay, their worlds aren't burning to the ground, then maybe we can make the move. I'm very happy we were able to do that.
Yeah, you absolutely are part of that transition, and I appreciate it. I remember, I feel like we did like Runyon Canyon really
yes.
early
yeah.
on.
Yes,
that's a sklar move.
That's you go to the top of Runyon Canyon.
It's a real sklar move, but it's also like it's a huge like East Coast expat thing
totally.
To yes. do because you're like, oh my god, I'm in a city, but there's a canyon in it.
Right,
and
you climb to the top and you look at the whole city and you're like, I'm gonna own this town, and then you never do.
And then you do. Well, all right, I'll lease.
I went up to the top and I wrote a $10 million check to Jim Carrey. Was that a bad?
It was a terrible idea. But then you gave it to his dead father, right? So it's okay.
Gave it to his dead father, so we're all good.
I like all the people who move here.
Cash it.
Their friend takes them to Runyon Canyon, and then they say to themselves, you know what? Now that I live here, I'm going to just do this like 2-3 times a week. I'm going to get
all
in great
the time.
Shape. And then you go 7 years without hitting Runyon Canyon. And then you do it once for 2 weeks, and then you don't do it again for 7 years.
That's right. It's a 7-year itch. Well, I love that, John, you are phenomenal because you are a great improviser, always have been. And that is also the world that Dan Van Kirk comes from. So this is a perfect melding of, I can't believe we never had you on Dumb People Town. The world is getting dumber and we need a way to fight back, and we do it through comedy. Our fans send us great stories. The way to do it is you just at Daniel Van Kirk
yeah,
on Twitter.
Hashtag
Dumb People Town.
That gives him a timeline so he knows who sent it first. He gives you credit for it.
Let's jump into
Let's
one while we're
ready.
Right.
Hit it.
Yes.
Here we go. Sent in by the lady Liz Haggerty at Liz Haggerty.
I love it because we kept saying gentleman Liz Haggerty. And we're like, thank you for identifying.
That would be a great Twitter handle, right?
Gentleman Liz Haggerty. Think about
that. I follow that blind.
Thank yes. you.
I yeah. go in and just follow. I don't even need to know what the content
just
is.
Just on Sight name unseen, alone, I'm buying tickets alone. To that magic show.
Gentleman. I blind date that one. Absolutely.
Gentleman Liz Haggerty. The lady Liz Haggerty.
Thank All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Rainbow dildo butt monkey. I feel like I'm doing that old Carson bit. What was it?
Karnak.
Yeah, Karnak.
Rainbow, dildo, butt monkey. name three things that Ed has violated at the San Diego Zoo.
Very good, Randy Sklar.
I don't know.
Very good.
So your audience skews young is what you're telling me.
It's an evening with Tom Sizemore.
No. Rainbow dildo butt monkey are four words no one ever imagined uttering in the same sentence, but here we are. Also, that's par for the course of Dumb People Town.
Here we are.
Yes.
We don't know how we got here, John Ross Bowie, but here we are.
Those are Courtney Cox's safe words.
No.
a library. Yeah. A library in London, England, apologized after a children's event they hosted didn't go as planned.
No. Friends, when a library has to apologize.
The fact that this went from rainbow dildo butt monkey to a library children's event is perfect are, dumb people town.
We are so
This is a library suddenly realizing that it could pay business consequences for something.
Correct.
Right. Sure.
Like the free market could turn against it.
People are suddenly not paying their late fees.
Uh-huh. Redbridge Libraries hired Mandinga Arts, feels problematic, to provide entertainers for their summer reading challenge event on July 10th when video footage from the day went viral.
So this is you hire a third party.
You,
third
you
party,
don't have time don't to have vet the, them.
The, what
so
is the
well.
Vetting process of a third party library performance group, John?
Probably fairly brief, I should imagine.
Yeah.
Cursory
it's funny because like
best.
Vague, you should never go vague when you're hiring anyone to entertain you. Like something that's like if the company's like Good Times Entertainment,
you don't know what it is.
The time.
What do you do? It should be so clear what you do.
It should be right there in the name. It's a branding issue is what we're talking about ultimately.
Right. Children's Library Magic Shows. Boom, there
like,
you go.
Like, yeah, it should be, your title should be, We Do Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey Stuff Incorporated.
Right.
And you're like,
you
okay.
You want it? You want it? Go for it.
Right.
Bachelor party. Boom.
One of the entertainers who was described as, you guessed it, a rainbow dildo butt monkey on Twitter was dressed, well, exactly how you'd expect a rainbow, like a dildo, rainbow butt dildo monkey butt. To look. A person,
I don't know how.
No, actually, that's very presumptuous of you to assume that I know what a rainbow monkey,
dildo, butt, dildo monkey. Butt monkey.
You're about to find out.
Uh-huh. Okay, here we go.
It's a person in a multicolored monkey costume with nipples exposed along with a fake penis and butt cheeks hanging out. Here is a photo of this person. It is... It is not graphic and very graphic at the same time.
Oh my God. Lord. This feels like a team mascot of something.
Guys,
right?
Almost if too this human. Doesn't scare your children into reading, nothing will.
That's shame on me. That is exactly what I should have thought. Rainbow. By the way, I love that this JPEG is marked with my name. I appreciate that a bunch. That's
Bowie
fantastic.
Well, we have
JPEG.
To be able to remember which episode we're using which photos for, and
that's
we
right.
feel like it kind of has your essence.
This could be a map.
I mean, send it to me. I'll make it my wallpaper, but still, good God.
We dropped it in the ROM reader.
Could this be a failed mascot for a WNBA team?
That's
you
what
mean
I said.
Successful mascot?
Yes.
Yeah. You could make it a mascot for an American soccer team, and no one would notice.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Facts. Facts.
Writer Janice Turner tweeted, I would really love a detailed breakdown of the commissioning process whereby Redbridge Council commissioned the Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey as a means to teach children to read. Are you guys ready to see the video that went viral, which really showcases
yes.
exactly
and Dan,
what the children
I, Dan,
experience.
I know exactly why this is an encouragement to read, because in the writer, it explained exact on the website, explained exactly who this was, and whoever booked this person did not do
read
the
it.
Reading.
Yeah.
All you had to do was do the reading, and you know not to hire this guy.
This is an exam, made an exam. This scares you straight to always do the reading.
Right. Well, do as I say, not as I do.
Okay, here it is. This is the video. It starts out a little blurry, but then you're going to really see. Okay, here. Ready? Now, look. There's like a lizard and like a flower. Uh-huh. All of those are completely fine. Now, look at that guy.
Oh my God.
He's jumping. He's jumping enough that there is just.
He's flopping.
He's flopping around.
He's flopping. This is like that scene from The Fisher King.
He couldn't have thought for any second, John Ross Bowie, that this was appropriate.
I would think not, but I love the. I really do love the hashtag Summer Reading Challenge accompanying it, though. And also, like, I love the United Kingdom. I really do. But
me
look
too.
How gray and damp
gray.
It is.
Yes.
It's just like this. Summer vacation. Woohoo!
I'm sorry. Are you talking?
All I ever wanted, and it's just pissing rain constantly. Gray.
You said gray and damp. You're talking about the weather or his penis?
Both.
Okay.
Can I ask you guys, how much do you put on the performer to say, like, look, I understand you can't do anything about the butt cheeks or the exposed nipples, but maybe you know you're going to, at the very least, you know you're going to a library. Maybe
you could
don't need the dildo.
You could de-dildo. I think that would be within your rights as a library employee to be like, hey, you know what? I want to nip this in the bud.
Nip it in the...
tip it and tuck it.
Tip and tuck it or put on...
Put on
tape
some
it and tuck it.
Put on some shorts.
Yeah.
Like, if that... rainbow monkey dildo monkey was wearing athletic shorts, maybe you get a just a little peek out of there, like,
right.
would be
just,
fun
just the tip
just
yeah.
the tip.
The library issued an apology after receiving complaints from area residents and parents because, as we saw in the video, they went outside and just started flagging people down like they were barking for a comedy show.
Yep. Should the penis... It should have been a rainbow penis. Like, it is a very much like a just a white man's penis. Like, it didn't feel like a primate.
So, Jay, you're disappointed
should it be covered,
in the execution.
Wait, hang on. Should it be covered with hair, though? Is that better or worse?
I haven't been close enough to a monkey penis to know, but I...
Probably red.
No, that's its ass. I just don't know, Dan. I would have to have a better... Like,
they didn't say rainbow baboon.
I love that the British were simply too polite to talk it out, though. I love that the British were just like, oh, I suppose we should probably say something, but one doesn't is the thing. It simply doesn't.
Why don't we let it just peter out?
All right, ready? The library issued an apology. Said, quote, during an event put on at the library today, there was a performance by a carnival acts company. That's capitalized, which must be the name of, I don't know.
Yeah.
The apology tweet read, unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate, which we were not aware of at the time of booking. We deeply apologize for the offense caused. This is being looked into. I'd say you've looked into it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you're distancing yourself saying we didn't know about it when we booked it.
Right.
Guy with penis hanging down doesn't once ask the question, guys, it's okay. We're at a library for kids. Show them a reading challenge. Is this okay?
No one's going to, that guy's going to not go through the proper channels to clear it. Right,
ask one person, hey, is this all right? This part of my outfit?
Right. I feel like, I feel like there's just a hesitation all around to be like, well, they seem comfortable with it, so I shan't push the matter.
Yeah, push the envelope.
This is just what one does. Yes. And then the employer's like, well, this is simple. I'm simply not going to break it's protocol by asking him to put it away. You know,
it's like, I love that also, Dan, the idea of like, we're still looking into it means like, don't ask us about it and we can deflect every comment that comes away being like, we're investigating it. Like, you're going to get Benedict Cumberbatch to come in like Sherlock Holmes and do some serious digging on this.
Yeah, and he could play the monkey, too, if he wanted to.
He can play the penis if he wants.
As long as he doesn't do his American accent, I'm in.
There you go. They also added in their apology at the end, this will never happen again.
What are the odds?
I'm sorry, what did you say, brother?
It has been looked into, apparently.
Yeah, hopefully,
never happen again. I mean, I feel like at this point there's gonna be a more stringent vetting process going forward
with everything. We're gonna bring in some cookies. Well, let me ask you: Are you gonna be
shaped like
what
penises?
What does that mean?
Right.
Like penises?
Right.
Or are you gonna be having
so
a
their
dildo
vetting
fun?
Process is gonna be more hardcore?
I would hope.
Right. But the damage was done, the author writes here, with visions of rainbow monkeys' exposed parts forever burned into locals' retinas, unable to unsee what their innocent eyeballs took in. That's a little too much flourish for me in a news article.
Relax.
A lot of flair.
Relax.
Agreed. Plus, some took screenshots of comments. This is where it gets good. Plus, some people took screenshots of comments from the library that they wrote. The library wrote these comments on Twitter prior to having to apologize.
Yep.
Redbridge libraries appeared to think the meddlesome monkey was hilarious, albeit out of control. They also wrote, quote, but when you've got it, flaunt it.
Oh, no.
So the library was into it until it became viral. And then they were like,
no, Dan, there is one young person who is high at the library who thinks this is his... hysterical. He starts tweeting in under the banner of the library, which is my favorite John Krakauer book, Under the Banner of the Library. Yeah. And
he's also like that weird kid who like keeps checking out the breastfeeding books. Be like, stop. That's you can't.
Hey, stop. Come on, man.
Stop. Don't
read them at the counter. Stop reading them at the counter.
Right? Your Bodies and You is like an adolescent book. You're 28.
Mandinga Arts Group, the company hired by the library that provided the characters, also apologized on their website, stating that while the monkey was previously well received at carnival events.
Of course.
Of course. It was entirely unsuitable for a children's event and should never have been used. How come no one thought of this?
By the way, there are kids at carnivals too. Like, that's predominantly
kids
hanging out.
Yeah, but you go to
a
carnival, that's on you.
Yeah, you're like, this is a carny gone wild.
What kind of carnivals? I mean, is it, that's sort of like Carnival, kind of like a Brazilian thing. Because that, I welcome a rainbow dildo butt monkey at a carnival that would, like that.
Almost, you'd almost be shocked to not see one.
I should think there would be more than one.
That's right. Yes. Which one? The question is, which one? Which one are you referring to?
The float carnival or the guy who walked by?
Or Carnival is my question.
It's a, where are we putting? Very good question, John Rosbelly. Where are we putting the accent on this?
It was not written as Carnival. It was so written Carnival.
Carnival. Okay.
But,
so, yeah,
but I would still say that you are right, that maybe they're trying to intone something here that they've missed.
Mm-hmm. Look, we don't call him Bobby Cannavale.
No, we don't.
Cannavale.
Cannavale.
The community-based organization added, "Our lack of judgment in the choice of costume is one we deeply regret, having profoundly undermined our relationship with partners and the public. We apologize profusely to everyone concerned and are horrified at the repercussions it has had on partners." The monkey costume, this might be the saddest fact of all, and we will get out
retired.
Of
here. Retired, has been retired.
The monkey costume has since been retired. So anyone searching for an inappropriate children's entertainer will have to look elsewhere. I know we don't have plans to do shows in London, guys, but if we were and I could hire
that thing to come
to
out.
To just come out and just at the end wave to everybody bit. And do as we walked off stage.
Hold, wave its hands?
Yeah, wave its hands and just hold up our merch. Wait, Dan... I think like an animal that's like gone bad. Like I think they would have to destroy it.
Yeah, they'd have to be like completely old Yellard. Yeah,
we destroyed.
That's exactly
the
what I was gonna say.
We took the suit out to a field and it went up north
and it went to go play with other rainbow dildo bug monkeys on a farm.
A farm up north.
Yeah,
in northern England.
That's story number one, my friend.
Wow, that
my
is
Lord
an insane perfect calculation.
We cannot have nice things.
No. We can't have nice things. That's the way it goes. When we come back, we'll talk about what John Ross Bowie's up to, what we've got going on. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Our guest is John Ross Bowie. He is fantastic. What can people catch you in? How can people watch you? Anything else you want to promote in this life or this world? Let us know. Are you allowed to talk about stuff?
I am allowed to talk about things. I'm hesitant to say this. I have entered the incredibly glutted market of podcasting.
Fair.
It's all good.
Great.
Get it out there. Let people
These are podcast listeners.
Yeah, okay. They would love
Let's
it.
Turn
They're
them on
like,
to something
what
new.
Else can I listen to when I'm
This is
done.
One of the best improvisers we've ever known in our lives, and we've known a ton of them.
Oh, that's very, very sweet of you to say, and probably not even true. But
100%
I am,
true.
I'm doing a show called Household Faces that is just me interviewing other character actors. And
love it.
It's been really, really fun. We've had some incredible guests.
Who is your dream guest to get on this thing that you're like, I want this person on?
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Tobolowsky's on the short list. He's top five, no question.
J.K. Simmons, can we still?
Well, that's the thing. We have
MC Gainey?
MC Gainey would be great. J.K. Simmons is a tough one because he's got an Oscar now.
He does. Like he's he was a lead. They called him a supporting role, I think, for that. But he was the lead.
He's a lead guy. And J.K. Simmons is in this very gray area between character actor and like bona fide lead now. So,
but
I'm
for
not
years
sure
he, but for years he was that
he was duking it out in the trenches with a lot of other baldies. Yeah, by all means. But we the other dream guests are I'd love to have CCH Pounder. I want to have Brad Dourif. Yeah. He keeps coming up. What I do is I ask everyone on the show who their favorite character actors
are. So, and then you hunt them down. So I want our fans, you're listening right now, because this is such a great game to play.
Is it up? Can people listen to it?
It's up. It is absolutely up. Wherever you get your podcast, it's called Household Faces.
Great.
We have had Alex Desaire, Martha Plimpton. We've got Amy Hill coming out. Xander Berkeley's coming up.
That was
Jim
one of the
Beaver.
Best. That was one of the best things on BoJack Horseman. That they Margot Martindale. Like that she to me is like falls into that category.
Oh, she got a Golden Globe. 100%.
But like that she was she played herself in that thing. She was just fantastic.
My favorite moment on BoJack, I'm just gonna give this moment, is where his agent's assistant calls him and says, I have Miss Princess. I have your agent on the phone.
Princess Buttercup.
I have Princess Buttercup on the phone for you. And he's like, great, put her through. And then the assistant says, let me see if I can get her.
Who is that joke for?
It's for like 11 people.
That joke is for like just LA County. And if you happen to be watching and you're not in LA County, that's great. But
the concept that she called him and then is now not sure if she can get their agent for her.
I think this
podcast sounds amazing.
So what I want is I want our fans who are listening to this right now to
go listen to the podcast
and then tweet at John Ross Bowie.
No, I don't. I personally am off Twitter, but you can tweet it at Household Faces on Twitter, or you can comment on the Instagram at Household Faces.
At Household Faces and tweet who you want.
Tell them who you want.
I love getting, because it's been really exciting, because people will be like, oh yeah, well, have you gotten John Carroll Lynch? I'm like, yes, we have. He's coming up in October.
John Carroll Lynch is so good. We were in a movie with John Carroll Lynch.
What'd you guys do together?
Were we in Bubble Boy with him?
Yes, we were.
Bubble Boy with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes,
no kidding.
We were in that movie. Maybe you need to interview us. I'm kidding.
No, that would be fantastic. I'd love to have you guys
Who
on.
Else? I mean, there's lots of people that you also know that you're close to. Like, I would put, like, Jessica St. Clair and, like, people like that.
There's a lot of people where I have
Lenny
been able
Parham
to call in favors.
Sure.
And there's a lot of people where we're just going through conventional, like, please hook me up with your agent, like Bruce Greenwood, like John Carroll Lynch. We've got a fun month coming up for
Jeffrey Arend. You have to get Jeffrey Arend.
Oh, I love Jeffrey Arend.
He's fantastic. He was in Bubble Boy with us, but he's like now amazing on Physical. He's just phenomenal.
Oh, was he on Physical?
Yes, amazing.
Oh man, I went up for the part that Rory Scovel got.
Rory Scovel, love.
Rory's great. Rory's great.
Good friend. He does a podcast with Dan. He's a lovely guy.
Household Faces. I'm so excited for this podcast.
Get on that.
Get on it. I love it.
Dan, and speaking of Rory Scovel, Dan has a podcast called Pen Pals with Rory that you guys should check out. That's fantastic.
Originally, you were going to do it with John Ross Bowie, and then you just decided.
Then Rory beat him out for your podcast.
It happens, man. It's a tough town. It's a tough town.
But Dan had a bunch of shows that he was doing live. Those are going to be on hold, and they're happening now.
Together Again tour isn't together right now, but it will be again, hopefully in the spring. So I'm from my apartment doing this as I finish up a responsible quarantine, and we'll be back together soon. But no matter how far away we are, the stories are still dumb.
Well, Dan, have you been exposed?
No.
Okay. No, but he's just
being extra
careful.
Negative. I'm going to do another test just to cover the last 2 days that I was traveling, and I'm pretty sure I'm in the clear, but I want to make sure. So, sure.
Yeah, I think that's super nice.
Especially for me, because I still have an unvaccinated daughter. So,
you two know, you have one.
I have one that's not yet.
That's also the thing, too. Like, you know, I was in like 12 states in 14 days. So have I been exposed? Not to my knowledge. Have I been exposed? Probably.
No, it's true.
I'm all clear.
It's just smart. And so, and I'm sure our fans who are so awesome will completely understand. For us, if you like what we do and you're a fan of the Our Old Show Cheap Seats, patreon.com/Glaubbrothers. We have a Patreon for Dumb People Town, and we're going to get an extra story from John Ross Bowie. We're going to talk to him and get some interesting extra stuff from him, extra content there. We do extra episodes on this, our Patreon for Dumb People Town. But if you're also like, hey, I want to see episodes of Cheap Seats, new ones that have not been made in 15 years, we are making them on our own. Very DIY. Cheaper Seats. You did that. Did you not do Cheap Seats with us?
Cheap Seats with Kathy Griffin.
That's right.
I did an episode with Kathy Griffin. Jamie
the
and I
dog
both
trainer.
Did it.
Yes.
Yeah, with our dog, the late and lamented Yohei. We did it with our old pug, may he rest, and Kathy Griffin.
What was
and
the bit again?
She was an expert celebrity dog trainer, and you were trying to get her to train your dog for you.
And she was reading him Camus, and so I just brought my copy of The Stranger, and because I'm the kind of guy who hangs on to his
you
books.
You have a copy
college.
Of The Stranger?
I got a copy of The Stranger sitting around.
And, that was great.
Yeah, ladies.
It was really
See,
fun.
We always want to work with this guy. So, we have new episodes of Cheap Seats. It's on there. Again, patreon.com/Glaubbrothers. There's great new content.
And check we'll be on the road a little bit. We're doing Moon Tower, and then we're doing Ann Arbor, hopefully, in October. And
Seattle
then
in November. Phoenix. Tempe in December, and then DC in February. Superscholars.com to check that out. Let's jump back into this another story, shall we, Dan?
Ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Carlene McDermott at
She Be Carlene. Great handle. We love that handle. She sends in a lot of stories, John.
Love it.
Oh, great.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
A runaway tortoise. It's exactly.
Stop.
Fine.
Stop.
Right there. Boom.
That's
Boom.
Right.
Shouldn't be a problem. Should not be a problem.
It's my favorite Julia Roberts movie.
Runaway tortoise.
Mm-hmm. A runaway tortoise has been found a year after it went missing.
Of course.
Yes. A year later.
Is that 6 feet from where it left?
So there's a moment where you say to yourself, if you get a tortoise, that means your parents are essentially saying to you, we don't have enough bandwidth to take care of a dog. That's what your parents are saying.
Yeah.
Just make sure it doesn't run away. It runs away, and then a year later, it fully survives, and then you can say to yourself, I'm not keeping this alive. There's nothing I'm doing that's keeping this alive. This thing can live off of a few blades of grass for a year.
Yeah.
Also, turtles, I think some of them like outlive people, and they have to pass it on.
Have you ever seen a tortoise in the wild? Just running around?
No.
Yeah.
I've seen a lakes and stuff I've seen.
Yeah. There's a little park, Franklin Park. I don't know if you've been to that park with your kids.
Franklin Park.
It's like up off of near Coldwater.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there's like a little tiny lake that has like tons of turtles and tortoises.
I'm not talking about turtle. I'm talking tortoise. Like a tortoise is big. A tortoise can be like the size of a rolling suitcase, you know, like a carry-on bag.
I've never seen one of those in the wild. First of all, can I also tell you that Franklin Park is the opening scene for like the
Andy Griffith show.
Andy Griffith, which is why I love going there.
There you go.
Another great spot. Speaking of like Runyon, it's another great spot to be like, am I still in LA? It's so apart from everything else while being in the middle of it.
But I saw a tortoise in Florida. I was in Sanibel Island, Florida, and I was just walking down the road, and I saw like a big, I mean, it was probably like 2 feet by 2 feet. Just sitting on the side of the road. I'm like, is this anybody's? Yeah, I'm not going to take anybody's? It. I'm not going to take it. But I was like, there are signs like turtle crossings and whatnot. I'm like, I don't want an alligator to eat this thing. But it was so cool to see it. They're really cool. They're super cool to see
When I was just in the island of Kauai, and I'm swimming by myself, like in this great beach called Tunnels Beach. Yeah. And up on the North Shore.
I know. We honeymooned on Kauai.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's the best. I've been there a couple
Dan
times.
It was
the best. We had a great time. Yeah. I'm swimming, and I start to see this, you know, like visibility underwater and stuff. Like things aren't clear until all of a sudden they're very clear. And I see this huge shape coming towards me. And for some reason, I did not freak out. Oh, I look back, and I'm like, why did I? Because I could not tell what it was.
Freak out?
And then it gets closer and closer, and I'm like, oh, my God, is this like a stingray? Because that's what it looked like at the angle it was coming at me. It gets closer and closer.
That's how Steve Irwin died.
The size of a large, large checked bag of luggage sea turtle. And it just comes with it like 6 inches. I mean, and then I just followed it for a little while. And I've seen sea turtles up there a lot, just never that big and never where it's coming straight at me first. It was like, amazing and terrifying at the same time. Until I saw what it was. And I was like, oh, you're docile and beautiful.
He's like, what's this big white thing coming towards me? He thought you were.
He was terrified of you, Dan. He's like, what is this big white thing? Can't swim.
All right, ready for this?
Yes.
After scaling a 12-inch high fence, which that for a tortoise, that's huge,
That's impressive.
Also, who is putting in a 12-inch fence in their yard? Guys, we got to keep
it just around where it is in its spot.
Oh, where it was.
Donald
Trump said we must
like
build
flower
this
fences, right? Like those are like usually that big.
Don't let your dog pee on these flowers.
Right. That's a bold use of the verb scaling, I got to say. I have to say. Yeah, that's it makes it a dash more impressive than I think the situation is.
Mm-hmm. This isn't Free Solo, for Christ's sake.
Well, after scaling a 12-inch high fence to escape from his enclosure and embarking on a journey, the tortoise, named Maxie, was found by dog walkers in the middle of Wilshire Field. How far from its home? Now, this is a year. How far do you guys think Maxie got in a year?
I mean, my earlier joke notwithstanding.
That was a good joke.
Where is this again?
This is in the UK, Wiltshire.
Wiltshire. So it's England. Okay.
England, yeah. Okay. What do we want to say? It's a year. Uh-huh. It's a tortoise. So, but it's a year.
But it's a year.
It is a year.
But it's also a tortoise. Uh-huh. 3 miles.
3 miles.
Okay. Yes, I think you're on the right track because it can't be within their normal sort of walking path and purview.
Or they'd see it. Fucking
or they'd
found it
at this point. So I'm going to say, like 5 miles.
Okay.
Although I will say this. When
Randy?
My wife and I visited her brother in England. He was living in Wimbledon at the time. And we walked from where he was staying. There was like just this open
field. It was like, imagine, it wasn't a park. It was just kind of an open field. And like, as we were walking home from going out one night to the bar, to the pub, we kind of went back to their house and we saw like three foxes just in this field.
Randy,
and
you're like Snow White of Dumb People Town. These animals.
I was just like, so we saw these foxes in this field. So I could imagine that it escaped from the thing and then just was kind of, no one really hunted around the field for a tortoise, and then there it is.
You sure you just didn't see a band called Foxes in a Field?
There you go, Fox in a Field. Well, Fleet Fox in a Field. There you go. I'm going to say a mile, just a mile from.
So
the
what
house.
Are we? How are we doing this? Are we doing? Are we doing prices?
Closest to.
Oh, okay.
Three, Jay. What'd you say?
Five.
Five, and I say one.
Okay.
So if it's anywhere in there, we will all tie, unless it's right on three.
It was found by dog walkers in the middle of a Wiltshire field, just over half a mile from where
I was right.
I should have stuck with 6 feet. Yes. I should have absolutely stuck with 6 feet.
Right. So that's what I think. I just think that like it got into an area where people just weren't looking for it. And also like how happy were the parents that, you know, again, I have guinea pigs, two and I have one and there's just a
you
moment.
You still have it?
Still alive. And I'm like, oh man, we're going to keep this. I'm like, just please go the way of God and just do what you have to do. Because it's just so much extra work.
Wait, but so Randy and I have
but
a
like
joke.
The parents are like, let the things go. He's gone. He ran away. The turtle ran away. And then they found it and they're like, God damn it.
They say that to travel just over half a mile in a year, that's an average speed of 0.00007 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And that feels
that
fast.
Sounds about right.
Clocking that feels it. Fast.
Clocking
he's
it.
He's cruising.
Do you guys want to see the path that it took? I have a picture for you here.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
oh
my this is how far he went, or she went, Maxie.
That's a nice house. Jesus.
I know. Yeah. Those people can totally afford a dog.
and a dog walker.
At the very least. Now, we are assuming, of course, that it was a completely straight line, that at no point the turtle – by the way, I love the little speed lines.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
that's right.
But at no point he, like, you know,
veered
went
off.
Over to that other house off to the right there and, you know, borrowed a couple
zigzagged.
Of
shoes.
Yeah, I imagine that Maxie meandered a bit.
Sure. Yeah, Maxie could have found a Tesco's somewhere off the way there.
It's like in the NFL when a quarterback scrambles a total of 38 yards to gain two.
Yeah.
And it only gets counted as two.
I'm sure there was like a little, yes, I'm guaranteeing you that there was a little serpentining.
Of course.
Shelly, serpentine.
All right, Shelly. Back to the story. Susie Thomas and her neighbor, Linda Rogers. Is that that has to be witness protection people, right? Susie Thomas and Linda Rogers.
Linda Rogers is the name that the laziest improviser gives his character in a scene. Like,
you
this
know
is
my
wife, Linda Rogers.
Linda Rogers.
Gives up.
Yeah.
they said they were lucky to have come across the 14-year-old tortoise as they were only allowed in the field because they were walking the farm owner's dog. And he could have been crushed by a tractor if not found in time. So they're on some sort of private property walking a dog, and that's how they found
Maxie. The farm owner's dog. They're like, we're your neighbor. We'll walk your dog. Can we please walk through your field?
Susie Thomas explained, it was very lucky that Maxie was on the path we were walking on, as the field isn't a right-of-way. We were walking the farm owner's dog, so we had permission to walk around. It's like, at some point, it's like, we get it. You had permission. We get it.
So we're walking the
field. Otherwise, we would have been found. What were you going to say, Jeff?
Hey, what were you doing on that field over there? We had permission.
We had permission.
Are you sure? Did the farmer say it was okay? It's like, you know that they had to.
Obviously, with
that.
The harvest coming up, it could have been a very sad story if we hadn't found him. After finding Maxie, they took him home to give him food and water. Then they searched local Facebook groups to try and find out who might be missing a tortoise. They are nice people.
This sounds like a British, like this is like a series on KCET, you know, like TV, like
this
public.
This is like the All Creatures Great and Small reboot or something.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
But gave him food. He's been eating food. They eat leaves.
You took him away from his food.
Yeah,
dummies.
He was at a buffet of love.
Happy.
Yes.
He was harvesting.
They got him some bangers and mash.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Make him British food.
Yeah. Fried tomato.
That's smart.
Miss Thomas, who is a behavioral economics student, said, we made sure to ask the possible owners to describe their tortoise and send pictures so we could make sure we definitely give them to the rightful owner. How many people
Absolutely.
Would lie about it being their turtle?
You would have to be the biggest asshole in the
world. To be like, I'm getting this turtle.
Yes.
No, it's totally mine. It's green and quite slow.
Oh, yeah, this is all. We got him.
He's got the right way. He's a perfect spot on.
You said green?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
After three days of searching, they found the tortoise's owner, Rudhari Jukes, who lives a mere half a mile from the field in Coombe Bisset, Wilts, where Maxie was found. I tried, guys. Beautiful. I said it wrong.
You did great.
I've never been there. The tortoise, who could be distinguished by a distinctive chip on its shell near his head, had been missing since last August.
Maxie, he had a chip on his shoulder.
Chip on his shell. And I'm very pissed off.
Mr. Jukes said he didn't know how his tortoise escaped, and he was in an outdoor enclosure with wire fencing 12 inches high. This is just one of those things, like, animals will figure things out. If you leave them in a place long enough, they'll figure it out.
They don't want to be caged.
Right. Was he perhaps going to another British farm where all the animals have killed the owner and created a socialist utopia?
Yeah.
That would be great. I mean, he was hearing like the calls from the pigs that we
I
need to get out
so,
there.
I would think so,
right?
Some tortoises are more equal than others.
That's mm-hmm. right.
The 23-year-old support worker, the owner of Maxie, said he would normally spend all days in his enclosure over the summer, and I don't know how he escaped. He just was not in there anymore. Maybe mm-hmm. he climbed out, but I don't know. No, you do know.
You do know.
I mean, I suppose somebody could have, like, released him. Here's a picture of this of Jukes and his tortoise.
Jukes sounds like the butler in like a Trading Places. No, Jukes.
Okay, excuse me. 12 inches is not a huge climb for this guy. He can totally make that.
I would agree completely with you.
Totally.
Does
that.
This guy make like turtle, like what, you know, turtles, that chocolate caramel?
Oh my God. I love
so this guy's thing is that he goes on the Great British Baking Show and makes like turtle cakes.
Soup.
No.
Come on, bro.
Serves it in shells.
Yeah, he's got great hair.
Phenomenal
like, damn,
hair.
I love phenomenal his hair. And good teeth.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
Yeah, you know
what? I don't want to be the guy who brings that up, but
good
teeth.
You are the guy. Now you're the guy.
Good teeth, British complexion, great hair.
The NHS does not have a comprehensive dental component to its coverage, and I salute him.
I say this, he juked us out.
He added, that's Jukes. He really, that was good, Rand. He added, he really couldn't believe it when Miss Thomas got in touch to say his tortoise had been found as he'd given up hope on finding him. Don't tell that to Maxie. He said mm-hmm. he has escaped before and been missing for a similar length of time. Guys, this happened before.
Right.
He doesn't want to
be there. He doesn't want to be there.
Let him go.
Release him. Release the hounds.
Let Maxie be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this turtle's been gone for a year prior to this.
That's
who
right.
are you, Rick James? Let him go.
Let him go.
So at first, I was confident that he might come back.
He is the tortoise of the Baskervilles.
But he is the tortoise of the Baskervilles.
Go ahead.
He said he is the tortoise of the Baskervilles.
There we go.
Release.
But just before he came back, I basically given up hope that he got found. But he did come home. It's crazy. And that's the story of Max.
I don't know if it's crazy.
Done.
It's lucky. It's lucky, Dan. It's not crazy.
All right, Dan, give us a tease of story number three.
I'll tell you the headline. Man asks why he wasn't arrested, gets arrested.
There you go.
All right.
If you ask, ye shall receive. And we'll also, if you're a Patreon fan of Dumb People Town, we're going to talk to John Ross Bowie about something that only you guys get to hear. You have to sign up for the Patreon for that. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Dan, take us home, buddy.
All right, ready? As I told you the headline before, it is man asks why he wasn't arrested, gets arrested.
There we
Sent in by Derek Shipley at Derek Shipley. That's D-E-R-I-C-K, Shipley,
Thanks.
E-Y.
Thanks.
All right. Gillette? I don't know.
Gillette.
A Gillette man got what he asked for Thursday night when he was arrested by Campbell County Sheriff's Office deputies.
So where's he asking for it? Where is he at? On Facebook, I'm assuming he's like, come get me.
I don't even think it's that.
I think he said it out loud. Yeah.
The man called the sheriff's office at about 9:30 p.m. to ask why deputies hadn't arrested him yet, said Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds. He said deputies had raided his house Wednesday, and he had been waiting all day on Thursday for them to return to arrest him. When asked what he should be arrested for, he said he should be arrested for meth use.
Okay. Dude. All right, Dan. So this is a guy who calls up the station with no context at all and says, are you guys coming for me or what?
Right.
And then people they have to figure it out.
People who are Patreon members of Dumb People Town will have already heard John talk about self-inflicted being your own worst enemy. That's what this guy is.
Yeah. Period.
Or he's finally getting the help he needs.
Right. That would be
this
great.
Is, this is a cry a for help. This is literally a cry for help.
Literally a cry for help.
You guys coming
help.
To get me? I deserve to be. I don't want to do this meth anymore. Help.
Yeah.
Reynolds said that deputies, in fact, had, this is the undersheriff, said that deputies had, in fact, not raided the man's house and were not planning on arresting him for a crime. While speaking with a dispatcher, the man said also said that 10 young guys were following him. So he's full into the paranoia. Also, yeah. I think he just has a messy house and he didn't want to. Yeah. He's like,
I don't know, I don't even know if he did meth.
What if he used to be on a football team and he quit and the other 11, it's he was on an 11-man team and the other 10 guys were mad at him.
Sure.
And they want him back on the team. 10 young guys are mad at me.
And he figured it would be easier
to get arrested.
To just get arrested for possession than to actually get back on the team.
It'd be easier to do meth. He'd never done meth in his entire life. I love that we're building this narrative out. Never done meth. It'd be easier than to go back and play football with these guys.
Yes.
And it's really born out of the fact that he thought he was going to let them down.
The man left his house in a white GMC truck and drove south on Highway 1416. A deputy passed him about a mile south of Buckskin Coal Mine. Put that on the walking tour. When the deputy passed him, the man turned off into a power unit substation, which led the deputy to turn around and initiate a traffic stop. The man told the deputy he'd used meth a day and a half before and was still high. Then it says he performed poorly on sobriety tests.
You think?
That's a nice way of saying failed. Was arrested for driving under the influence of a controlled substance. So he finally...
Or maybe he just really performed, like maybe it was like a C.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Maybe it was just a graded
on a curve,
right?
Yes. Yeah,
it's like when people say he has world class speed. What about the guy who comes in last in the
Olympics,
in the 100-meter hurdles? Like, I mean, so far back that like you or I could probably come close, even though we couldn't. But like that guy has world class speed.
Yeah,
it's just not the best, but
he's
it's
at the bottom
in the class of the world class.
Well, wouldn't you say if you qualify for the Olympics, that is the world class speed?
World class speed,
whatever the qualifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this guy, world class idiot.
I'm hung up on the semantics of performed poorly. I feel like that isn't a straight fail. I feel like he kind of answered the question.
Right.
He had done some of the reading.
He
walked
a line.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a straight line. It was
a jagged line.
Yeah, but can use his feet. So that's not a full out
fail.
He didn't fall over.
We'll get out of here in this. How old do you guys think the man who thinks that he's being followed by 10 young men, that he had his house raided by cops, that he performed poorly on sobriety tests and is still high from meth a day and a half ago. How old do you think
so
he is?
He did call them young men, John Ross.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about that. I
you haven't used the phrase young man to someone who's much younger, have you?
No, I haven't even used it to my son.
Okay. Listen here, young man.
I haven't yet.
Your son is, I'm going to guess, 11? 12?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's getting close to young man.
He's getting close to young man. I mean, I have him call me sir.
Appreciate that.
But I feel like if you're in a small town, you might be a slightly more traditional thinking guy.
Okay.
This guy could be as young as 40. Mm-hmm. And be tossing around young man.
Yep.
And what was the place he passed by that you wanted to put on the walking tour?
Oh, he
like
passed by Buckskin
Coal Mine.
40.
40. Okay. Wow, Jay.
Jason's
so you're saying life expectancy, if you live near Buckskin Coal Mine, he might work for Buckskin Coal Mine. He might die at 52.
Sure. So. I'm saying that I don't know how much longer we've got this guy, so we should cherish him while we do.
Cherish him, young man.
I'm going to say he's 56.
56
years old. He got into the meth game too late, and now it really overtook him, and he wasn't ready.
He wrote meth checks that his ass couldn't cash. I say 63.
63. Okay.
40, right. 56, and 63.
One of you is only 1 year off, so please adjust accordingly.
Adjust accordingly. You want to go up or down, John?
I'll go up to 41.
Okay. Down to 55.
Down to 62.
Okay. The man who wanted to know why he wasn't arrested, and they said, we have no reason to arrest you. And then he ended up getting arrested for
because of what
a
he
DUI
confessed.
He got confessed. Right.
So an arrest on your own confession. You got confessed.
He is, Get your answers in now, Tony. Yell them out wherever you are. The cubicle that you've built in your work from home station is 62 years old.
Oh, yeah! Wow. Zeroed in on him. I got it.
I want to meet a 62-year-old meth head. There I got to say, I like this guy's unicorn. Joie de vivre, you know? I got to say.
All you got to do is start following him.
Listen, it's a downhill slope. None of us gets out of here alive. Live.
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 That'll do it, friends.
There you go. That's a show. Thanks so much, John Ross Bowie. We love goofing around with you. Just fantastic.
Honor and a pleasure as always.
So great.
A phenomenal story. Two stories on the Patreon. Two for the price of one. He kind of slid them both in there of stupid actions.
Check out Household Faces, his new podcast. It's fantastic.
And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.